guys, here we are back again. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys can hear us. It almost sounds, it seems kind of quiet in here. I don't really know why.
And the damn fan going in there.
It's computer. It's not the computer. It's the party lights.
Oh, it's the damn laser.
And you know what's weird is that it was making that noise even when it was off. Like, I came in this morning, and it wasn't on, and it was, like, making that fan noise. I don't think it was doing that yesterday.
Just unplug the cord out of the back of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do, because it's, like, right. I didn't notice it yesterday, but when I came in today, it was, like, really, really loud.
It's probably a fan to keep it cool.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know why it needs to be going all the time, because it's fucking freezing in this room, but you know what I mean. All right, so this might be kind of a little brief one today, but I did want to kind of talk about this movie a little bit, because this is one that Shudder just added last week, I think. Now, this is an Irish crime thriller. It's not really a horror movie, but it's more like a crime thriller. And this came out in 2019 originally. And it's called A Good Woman Is Hard to Find. Now, this, I guess it premiered at Fantasia like last year. It didn't get a theatrical release here. It got a theatrical release in the UK. And, you know, I don't know how well it did over there. But it didn't get like a real wide release. It's very independent. It was actually shot in Belfast, partly. And then I think some of it was shot in Belgium as well. So it's set in Ireland, and it's about this woman named Sarah. And she has two kids, and her husband has been murdered. Basically, her husband was murdered like just in the middle of the day, like in the park at their housing estate. And because the cops presume that he was a drug dealer, they basically tell her, you know, oh, hey, you know, we don't really care who did it because it's a bunch of criminals, so fuck off, like, you know, move on with your life or whatever. So she's kind of, like, trying to, like, deal with these two kids that she has, and, like, her mom sucks and is really cunty and is always making horrible, like, you know, making, like, real sideways comments about her and about, like, her ex-husband or her dead husband and whatnot. So her life not going too well. Plus, she doesn't have much money, obviously, and she lives on this estate. And the place she lives is nice, but it just seems like everybody, like a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about her because, one, because they perceive that her husband was a drug dealer, and two, because they perceive her to be poor. So it's always kind of like when she has money, everybody's like, oh, hey, she's been out prostituting herself or whatever. It's just like that kind of shit. So she has like a lot of shit to deal with. So only a few minutes into the movie, it so happens that there's this kind of petty criminal, petty drug dealer type of dude named Tito, and he decides he's going to steal a bunch of drugs from a local crime boss, a nightclub owner named Leo. Now, he's running down the street trying to escape from the big crime boss people, and he busts into her house, and they don't see him, so he decides, hey, I'm going to stash the drugs here. And because nobody knows who you are or, like, where I am, and I can just kind of stay here and stay on the down low until I sell all the drugs. Now, even though this dude is a shithead, he does actually, like, offer to give her a cut. And so she's kind of like, obviously she doesn't want this dude, like, in her house. But then she's like, well, shit, I kind of need the money, too. So it's like she's real, like, conflicted about it. And the thing about her character, too, is that she's real, because they kind of established this, like, early on in the movie, that she's real kind of like a doormat kind of, you know, because even her mom says you're too soft and you let people walk all over you and stuff like that. So, you know, when this bad shit starts to happen, she feels like she can't really do anything about it. So then about the halfway point, so this is good because it sets up this real tense kind of, I like too that they made, like, her character is very, you know, mousy and everything. And then Tito is a dick. Like, obviously he broke into her house, he's stashing drugs there, and she has two little kids and it's really dangerous and she doesn't like the situation, but he does give her money. Like, he brings her candy and shit like that sometimes, so he does have like a nice side to him. So I like that they didn't just like make him a villain. But then, like, about halfway through, something happens that kind of changes the whole dynamic of like how it goes, and from then it just starts like spiraling. I don't know if I want to say spiraling out of control, but some shit happens in the middle, and I won't spoil it, because like I said, this is a pretty new movie, and she basically has to ovary up, and...
She ovaried up.
Yeah, and has to, like, defend her children from this shitstorm that's coming her way because of something that happens in the middle. So, as I said, Shudder just added this not too long ago. And don't go into it expecting it to be a horror movie, because it's not. It's a crime thriller. And like I said, it's Irish. I really, really liked this movie. I thought it was, like, really well done. Like, the tension was really well done. I think, like, my favorite part of it probably was Sarah. It's either Bulger or Bulger. I know she's been in some other things. I've heard her last name pronounced both ways. She's fucking great in this. I mean, she is just, you are immediately, like, you know, kind of sympathetic with her character, like, because she's just kind of getting shit on all the time, and she seems like such a nice person, and she doesn't deserve, like, all this crap that's happening to her, so you really, like, empathize with her right away, and then all of this bad shit starts happening, and you're just like, oh man, this poor woman, you know what I mean? And then like, when Tito shows up, and there's, like, this really good, like, tense, like, dynamic between them, because you don't know, like, if he's gonna flip out, or you don't, like, know what the fuck is going on. And then when the really bad shit happens, then you're like, oh no, like, now her life is really going to be fucked up. So yeah, this is, like, it's a really, really good movie. I mean, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was, like, really compelling. I thought it, like, the story was really good. I've seen, like, some other reviews, like, a lot of the reviews of this seem to be, like, really positive. A couple of people said, it's like, oh, they liked the first half better, like, before the big bad thing happened in the middle. And then it kind of becomes more of, like, a, you know, more of, like, a thriller in the sense that, you know, it's something we've seen before, kind of.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could kind of make that, but that didn't bother me at all, because, like I said, I didn't really know the direction it was going in. So, you know, yeah, so if you like crime thrillers and you have Shudder and you haven't seen this for some reason, then, yeah, I would recommend checking it out.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I think you were...
I missed the first 15 minutes.
You missed the first, like, 20, 30 minutes of it. You missed, like, quite a bit.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it because I missed the beginning.
Because you missed the beginning. And a lot of shit, like, happened in the beginning that was, like, set up.
I'm not going to give a complicated opinion on it.
Yeah.
But it did seem to be shot competently. It had decent score. Good acting.
Yeah.
But,
I thought she was really good in it, yeah, I thought. So, and the guy that played Tito was good as well.
That's the only sensible thing I can say about it, if I make any more comments on that.
Because you didn't really know. Really know what was going on and stuff like that. But yeah, I would definitely recommend it if you like crime thrillers. I thought it was a really good one. Also, somebody, I can't remember who it was, but somebody requested that we review a movie on Netflix. I think it's from 2018, called The Night Comes for Us. And... Yeah. I think it's Indonesian, and it's supposed to be, like, super violent. I'm like, oh,
I've been
boink.
Shit, man. We've had better luck with the foreign movies lately, a lot of times. And when you talk about,
I've seen a lot of really good Indonesian films lately.
I think it's because only the real good ones end up on Netflix.
I think that's what it is. It's just because, I mean, we're American and we have the American Netflix, so of course we're gonna get, like, all the American movies. So it's gonna seem like there's a lot more shitty ones because there's more of them.
There's more shitty movies.
We only get the ones that, like, you know, that got attention, like, at other festivals around the world. So, you know, they got picked up.
They've been vetted by the time we get them.
Exactly. So I do think it's not so much. I'm sure they have, like, tons of shitty movies that we would never see. Probably. But yeah, so we will probably watch that one later on tonight, and then we'll come on and review it tomorrow. And I think I want to review, I'm not sure where I can, I think you can rent it on YouTube, but I don't know if like Amazon Prime or something has it. I want to see Possessor, because that was directed by Brandon Cronenberg, who would be David Cronenberg's son. I think it's his first one.
Okay.
And I've heard it's really good and, like, really fucked up and stuff. So I'll have to look for that one, too, like, over the next couple days. Like I said, Amazon Prime might have it. I think you can rent it on YouTube, but so maybe we'll have to do it on there. But those are the ones that'll probably be coming up later in the week, unless something else pops up that more strikes my fancy. But yeah, sorry this is kind of a short one today, but like I said, I don't want to spoil the movie. It's kind of a new one, and we did kind of a long one yesterday, and we're kind of tired, so... So thanks everybody for stopping by for this little short one, and we will see you again on the next one tomorrow. Bye.